You're listening to Street Roots Radio on X-Ray FM. I'm Hannah Francis. Street Roots Radio is a collaboration between X-Ray FM, KBOO Radio, and local publication Street Roots. Street Roots is a nonprofit organization in Portland, Oregon, that creates income opportunities for people experiencing homelessness and poverty by producing a newspaper and other media that are catalysts for individual and social change. Today, I have here with me Street Roots correspondent Tara Bennett about her recent article, Living Memory. Researchers say the Vanport Cottonwoods are among the survivors of the Vanport flood, which ravaged the city in 1948. Thanks for being here, Tara. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. Yeah, thank you. Great article. I wonder if we could start off talking a little bit about the Vanport flood in 1948, just in case listeners haven't heard about it before. It's definitely becoming more well known. But yeah, will you just tell me a little bit about this?
Yeah, so Vanport was a city constructed during the World War II period, around the time America got involved in the war and started having a really high need for just a really high manufacturing need. And Portland and Vancouver are some of the biggest inland ports in the country, and so this area was a really big hotspot for aircraft carrier production in particular. And so Vanport was created to house a lot of laborers who migrated to the PNW area during World War II. And it was the creation of a shipping magnate named Henry Kaiser, who was he was a businessman, and he went around the country recruiting people, mostly BIPOC people, low-income BIPOC people, and recruiting them to work in the shipyards in Vanport. And so Vanport was the most racially diverse city in Oregon at the time. There's a lot of reasons for that. Oregon had a very large Ku Klux Klan presence, has had that throughout history, and it was still very present in the 1940s. And the real estate board in Oregon actually had regulations barring BIPOC people from purchasing and owning property. And so this was kind of like the start of just some really intense redlining that has been happening in Oregon, you know, forever since the state's inception. And so Vanport was kind of the exception to that reality in Oregon because of the circumstances of the war. But the thing is that Vanport was like physically, infrastructurally, not built well, built using cheap materials in a floodplain. And what ended up happening was that in May of 1948, the Columbia River flooded, and Vanport did not have the infrastructure to survive such a natural disaster. And the main problem was that a lot of Vanport residents weren't really informed about like the truth of the situation, about the dikes. Like, dikes are what are used to sustain landmass during flood events, and they weren't being told that the dikes were not in good condition and were going to break. And it just ended up being this really horrible event, just like a Katrina level kind of natural disaster, with like tens of thousands of people homeless afterwards, and many people died, unfortunately. And yeah, and it was just this like horrible thing.
It's a really gnarly part of our history. And yeah, I mean, from what I understand, the like officials of Vanport were telling the citizens that like it was fine and that they could stay where they were. Even though like people knew it was sketchy, they were like, "No, it's fine, just stay there." Which is like, whoa, really horrible. Anyways, so thank you for that background. So this story is about some of the cottonwood trees in that area that are being commemorated right now. So could you tell me a little bit more about these cottonwood trees and why they're so important?
Yeah, totally. So the Cottonwood Dedication is a project from the Oregon State Heritage Tree Program, which basically seeks to find something, one last physical remnant of Vanport to commemorate. And so the three folks that I talked to, who were the three main people organizing the commemoration, Dave Hedberg, Ryan Gilpin, and Thomas Menzin, they worked together using archival aerial photography and then field research going out to the historic Vanport site, which is now the Portland International Raceway, and then comparing their in-person findings to this archival photography. And basically they can't be 100% sure that this grove of cottonwoods that they found were actually there at the Vanport site in the 1940s, and that they survived the flood, but they are pretty sure that they were. There's good evidence supporting that. And I think the main point of like dedicating these trees and doing this kind of thing was to express a message about Vanport and about history, and that, maybe we can't like see Vanport with our eyes anymore, other than perhaps like these natural, possibly remnants. It still lives with us, in the present. And yeah, it was super cool to attend that dedication.
I'd love to hear more about the event itself, but first, I wonder if you could tell me a little bit more about the Oregon Heritage Tree Program, like what it is and what does that do to a tree when it becomes a part of that program?
Yeah, totally. So the Heritage Tree Program is a volunteer-based organization that runs on Oregon State grants, I believe. And basically what they do is anyone can nominate a tree to be added to this registry of heritage trees, Oregon heritage trees. And so there's a bunch of different like qualifiers that can be accepted. So like historical significance or like community significance, or basically if you can make an argument that this tree is important to Oregon's heritage, then possibly it can be admitted to this program, which I think is super cool because it's like pretty low barrier of entry. But yeah, basically, that's it. And Dave Hedberg, who I mentioned, he emceed the event. He is on that committee. And something Dave Hedberg said that I found super important is he's a tree guy, obviously. He's on the Oregon, he's on a committee for it, multiple. But he really believes in trees' ability to tell stories and, natural life in this area tells a story about, human history and natural history, obviously, but all the trees in this area are the result of human decisions, or, they're here one way or another because of human decisions. And he was kind of realizing that a lot of the heritage trees represent these stories about that are, very, how do I say, like white. They're white. And, that means like they represent a portion, but that's a problem because that's not all of the history that Oregon has. Like Dave Hedberg, he thinks that's censorship, and so his goal with this Vanport dedication was really to address that lapse, like to choose a tree that represents an oral history, something maybe outside of this hyper-regulated canon that was very clearly in the dedication, like a huge part of the thought going into this ceremony.
This seems like a really amazing event. It was the 86th group of trees to be added to this list, right? Will you tell me a little bit more about that ceremony and like who was there?
Yeah, totally. So Dave Hedberg, who I mentioned, Ryan Gilpin, who is a local arborist, the third person on the team, Thomas Menzin, couldn't make it. But a lot of cool Oregon community leaders and people attended. So Ed Washington was there, who's a well-known civil activist and leader and community member in Portland, and he also is he lived in Vanport. I think he was around like 8 years old when the flood happened, so he spoke. That was super cool. Lavita Gilmore Jones, who is a descendant of a family in Vanport. David Harrelson, the cultural resources manager for the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde, and then Portland City Councilor Alana Pirtle Guinea also attended.
Obviously, like this Cottonwood Grove is nearby Vanport, or what used to be Vanport. And I'm curious, like, if you could explain a little bit of like what is left there.
Well, not really anything. Most of the historic Vanport site is now the Portland International Raceway. That's like or like a large portion of it. And so the Cottonwood Grove is next to the PIR. And then the rest of the Vanport site is mostly now wetland that was artificially constructed to mitigate damage from the airport, the PDX airport. That's basically it.
It's a really fascinating history there. Is there anything else that you wanted to add to this interview?
I'll just add that Dave Hedberg, chair of the Oregon State Heritage Tree Program, really encourages people to nominate trees. Anybody can nominate a tree, and if you look up the Heritage Tree Program, it's on the Portland City website. There's a form to nominate the tree, and he just says like we really need more diverse stories like this as like to be integrated into the Oregon canon because they deserve to be there. And nominate a tree.
And then where can folks get a copy of Street Roots and read this article?
You can buy Street Roots pretty much anywhere from a vendor for $1 plus a tip.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Street Roots Radio with Street Roots correspondent Tara Bennett. For X-Ray FM, I'm Hannah Francis.